You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Or did I talk to the time pilot?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Well, Riley, before we get too far removed from the previous stories, you did say you saw something in that basement, so I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah, there was one time, and I had to go down there. I don't really remember why I had to go down there. I really didn't want to. I did not want to go to the basement that day. Go over to the basement door, and I'm like, okay, it's dark in the basement. I'm going to open this door, and I'm going to turn on the light really fast so that nothing can be there. So I open the door and something is already there down at the bottom of the stairs. It's really freaky. It was pretty tall. It had like long flowing black robes. Its face wasn't like a person face. It was like a some kind of animal skull, like just kind of elongated. Oh. And it had like antlers that came off of it. It started to lift its hand. And the robes kind of fell back a little bit. It had these long bell sleeves and it lifted its hand up. And I just saw like this discolored gray long finger just coming out from under the robes. And it had just like gnarly looking like yellowed out nails. And I didn't stick around to see what it was trying to do. I slammed the door closed and I ran. And I don't know what I needed in the basement or if it ever actually got done, but I was out of there. It was really bad. And that was before the night in the kitchen. So when that feeling came over me, I heard the creak on the stairs. Oh. I already knew the damn thing could move. And so I just did not want that experience. I didn't want it at all.
That's a lot for a 10-year-old to endure.
Yeah. I mean,
did you just tell your parents about that constantly or did they kind of, happened?
Had this understanding that I should not tell my parents any of the things that I saw that probably weren't really there because then they would think I was crazy. Mm. So I talked to my sisters about it. That was kind of my outlet.
It's definitely convincing me that the other thing was protecting you from it, you know?
Well, that might play out to be true because if it was the same thing that I saw later, like in this house, the thing that I saw here did turn around, even though it was really scary when I saw it. Did turn around and protect me from something else.
So you saw something at this house that you're currently at?
Yeah, I've kind of seen them things always, not always bad things, thankfully. That makes the pills a little easier to swallow because I know that there's nice things too. But I did, I've seen a few things here. I had a problem with like a gray, it was like a cloud when sometimes it would be like a skinny, sickly looking bald guy. And my son actually saw that at 1.2. And I had a friend that stayed here and she saw that. That one was more just annoying than anything. He was kind of sticky. So like every time I would throw him out, he would kind of bounce back and he causes me trouble like in the kitchen and stuff, pushing stuff around or trying to, like if I'm trying to open a can opener and it really just feels like something is actively spinning my hands the other way. And I have carpal tunnel really bad. So it's already hard for me to open this can. And so it feels like something's just like providing opposite pressure to where I can't do what I need to do.
What do you mean when you say you would throw him out?
I would kind of meditate a little bit and just like I build up a whole bunch of energy and just push it out to all the corners of the room. And then I would usually walk through the house saying like the Lord's Prayer, or, you know, just praying or talking to God, just kind of general words. I'm very religious, if you guys haven't pulled that already. And it usually works. Like for most things, I don't have to do that a lot, but some things are just sticky and they just want to keep coming back. Like if I find something that I don't like, I will get rid of it that way. If it doesn't cause me any problems, then, you know, then we coexist. Yeah. Which is kind of what the second thing that was in the new house, because this is a brand new build. We're the first owners here. But we had another, like a shadow figure in our bathroom, in the master bathroom, that ended up causing me some problems. And she, I don't know why, I just say she feels like a feminine energy. She started out pretty harmless, looking smaller, like a little girl, like a child. And she was very shy, and she didn't really want to be seen, and she would just kind of peek out and look at things. And if you saw her, she just ducked back away. So I was like, well, okay, well, if you're there and I'm here, and nobody's hurting each other, then that's fine. I won't look at you and I won't talk about you. And I didn't for a long time, but I had mentioned it to a friend of mine over a text message. My poor husband accidentally discovered that one day. And he was like, what's this that you're talking about? And he was standing right in front of our bathroom door when he said it. And me and her had this like unspoken agreement that we wouldn't talk about her in the house. And she just like, she got mad. She showed up right there as soon as he started talking about her, right behind him too. He doesn't know this. He doesn't want to know anything about any of this. And right behind him, she showed up and she was bigger and she was mad and she was like angry. And she, sometimes she'd have like these little flashes of like yellow eyes. But after that, like when she got angry, they moved over to red. And every time I saw eyes after that, it was always red. And then she started being more menacing. And it's like, every time you see her, she'd be like glaring at you, just like standing in the shadow, being mad at you. And I would tell her, it's like, no, you can't do that. If you're going to do that, then this isn't going to work out. But she, you know, she'd go away for a while and then she'd come back. She'd go away for a while and she'd come back. One night she wasn't there, but I was just, I don't know. I woke up in the middle of the night for no real reason. And it was before the baby was born, my youngest. And this, the picture we were looking at earlier up here, was actually in a box on my dresser because I was rearranging everything. I had to transition the art corner of my room into a nursery corner. So I was moving everything and I had that sitting there on a box. And I just woke up in the middle of the night and I didn't really know why. I just was kind of sitting there for a minute. And then I just started seeing a really, really big black mass, just like huge and tall and in robes and stuff. And it was darker than the regular dark of the bedroom. Like it was a blacker than just the plain darkness. And it started over at the doorway, which is on the right-hand side of the room. And it started moving, just kind of like sliding across the floor, going to the left-hand side where the dresser was. And it's taller than the door frames. Like this thing is just huge. And I notice as it's moving that it actually has a white face on it. Again, kind of skull-like, just really long face. It had kind of like a beak at the end and long jagged teeth coming down on the sides of it. And it had these little black tentacles, just short little stubby tentacles. And they were just like wriggling as it walked across the floor. And it really freaked me out. I didn't know what I was seeing. I didn't know what it was. I kind of like pulled the blankets a little closer to my chest and froze because I didn't want it to look at me. I didn't think it would be a good thing if I were to like make eye contact with it or that it knew that I knew it was there. Thankfully, it did not look at me. What it did was it kept going across the room and it across the foot of the bed, and it stopped right when it got to the dresser and it bent down to look at the drawing that was sitting there on the dresser. It started reaching out. One of those tentacles started like growing longer and just reaching out towards the box. And I freaked and I just like ducked under the covers. And I just like started praying and asking God to take that out of my house because I did not want it there. I didn't want to see it. Mm-hmm. And then eventually it was morning. So
This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels, and oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough, and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box. When you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
It did go out of my house. But I did see that thing again. We live in a wooded area, and it was like later, probably like a month or so later, maybe more. I don't really know. But it was, I was taking out the trash at night, and I saw it at through the trees. It was outside of my yard. And that's not really what you want to see when you're taking out the trash at night. I already kind of don't like going outside at night just because I do see so many things. And that was one of the things that I saw, and it was looking at me this time. And I was just like, hey, you know, you're really freaking me out. There is a really nice graveyard not too far from here. And if you go there, you can haunt that. And then I just don't want you haunting my house anymore. And it did. It backed off. Like, it literally stepped backwards and just like went off down the street.
I'm curious, because you mentioned that you're fairly religious. And I'm going to take a leap that, you know, other religious people listening to this might identify some of these creatures as what they think of as demons, the way you're describing, you know, their appearance. Some of them don't necessarily sound like your stereotypical ghost that we hear about. Do you put any credence in that, that these could be demons? Do you believe demons exist, that there are things from like a hellish place that come to haunt our world? What basket are you putting your eggs in with these supernatural experiences?
So I definitely believe that demons exist, and I would classify the really bad ones, like maybe the one in the basement, as a demon. I don't think this other thing is a demon. I wondered about the shadow thing in the bathroom. It wasn't on the same level as bad as the one in the basement. So I don't know if it would like meet that same, maybe there's like tiers of demons. I don't know how that would work, but I definitely believe there are demons.
Yeah,
that's interesting. I was just curious because, you know, most of us don't have these experiences, right? We can't, the only way we can relate to your story is by actually hearing it. And then there will be certain people that hear your stories that go, oh my gosh, that's what I experienced, yeah. You know, which I think is one of the interesting.
I've felt that way of listening to your podcast in the past. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I see those too. I'm not crazy. This is awesome.
I've always wondered if sometimes these entities conform to maybe what our beliefs are to present themselves. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's the unknown. So I think that's why it's important to gather as many of these stories as we can to try to make sense of all of this.
To do our qualitative research project. That's what this is.
That's right. Is there anything you want to let our audience know before we wrap up? Like anything you want to promote or talk about specifically?
I am an artist. I showed you guys a couple pieces. Our audience couldn't see those through the podcast, but if you do want to see them, you can check out my art page. It's realm.of.inspiration on Instagram, or you can go to Realm of Inspiration on Facebook. I also have my personal website, which is just www.realmofinspiration.com. I do a bunch of spooky designs. I started doing decals now, so I can do like tumblers and stickers, which is pretty cool. And I do t-shirts and hoodies and just, a bunch of great stuff if you want to check it out.
Cool.
Amazing. Awesome. Yeah, audience, make sure you go and support Riley and check those out. And I also want to let the audience know that I'll be at the Oregon Ghost Conference, which is taking place March the 22nd through the 24th in Seaside, Oregon. They still have tickets available if you want to attend that. They have a ton of speakers and are going to offer some really cool classes. I will be teaching a class on how to start a successful indie paranormal podcast. So if you want to check that out, I think tickets for the class are only like $15. So you want to do that, you want to meet with me, I'd love to meet some of our fans there. So head over to their website and check that out. Again, that is the Oregon Ghost Conference. And it's March 22nd through the 24th. Yeah, just signed the contract for that. So I'm excited to get to announce that. Kat and JJ, did you guys have anything you want to talk about before we wrap up?
No, I think we're all good.
Awesome.
We're so boring, y'all. But we're proud of all of you. We'll be your mom and dad.
With that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm JJ.
I'm Kat.
And I'm Riley.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.